cross-border power line advocates are excited by prospects of an expanded British Columbia electrical grid. Alaska-Canada Energy Coalition members say the project, under discussion for years, could help boost the region's economy. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
North America's mainland power grid is about to get a lot closer to Southeast Alaska. That's the word from advocates of a new electrical line through the mountains separating the region from British Columbia. Gordon Loverin is part of the effort to build BC Hydro's 215-mile-long Northwest Transmission Line. It would extend the grid north to a point about 100 miles east of Wrangell. Loverin told a meeting of the Alaska-Canada Energy Coalition that the project has just undergone an extensive environmental assessment. He expects formal approval soon.
I'm of the opinion that we haven't heard yet about the announcement because there's a leadership race for the Liberal Party, which is the governing party in British Columbia right now. And I suspect that they're going to leave the announcement of the Northwest Transmission Line to the new premier, whomever that may be.
The line could link new British Columbia hydropower plants and mines. Loverin, a Tahltan First Nations leader who is also Tlingit, says he and other advocates will push to expand the grid further north and west.
I believe we have the membership in place with the right connections both in Alaska and in Yukon to be able to begin these discussions and move forward in creating a northern grid system, which is definite social and economic benefits for the region as a whole.
That was music to the ears of those attending this month's ACE Coalition Conference in Juneau. The group wants construction of a line from the Tahi Lake Hydro Project east of Wrangell across the mountains to a new BC power line. Members also backed new Southeast Alaska hydro developments, including controversial private projects in Thomas Bay, north of Petersburg, that would feed into the line. Conference organizer Paul Southland says the group also backs expansion of the region's grid so villages can gain access to low-cost power.
We're starting an industry for the entirety of Southeast Alaska and Alaska. We're just a beta project. Everybody else gets to join in. I don't want anybody to get under the misconception that if we get ours, nobody else gets theirs.
If built, BC's Northwest Transmission Line would still be about 80 miles from the Tahi plant. Southland says a Canadian developer is looking at constructing the connection to the border, leaving only about 25 miles in Alaska. The most recent study showed the cost at about $30 million, and he says that might be privately funded. Energy Coalition members say they hope to increase support by publicizing potential job impacts. Jeff Leahy of the National Hydropower Association told the conference about a recent employment study. He says Alaska's development potential could lead to construction, maintenance, and operational jobs.
You need everything from electrical engineers, civil engineers, operations managers, plant managers, construction jobs, technical jobs, fisheries biologists, people to do the environmental studying. And these are good paying, family supporting jobs.
But they don't come cheap. Dams, lake taps, turbines, and power lines cost tens of millions of dollars. And while public financing is a major part of most Alaska projects, funders are more focused on construction within the state than crossing any borders. ACE Coalition members say they'll still lobby for support, maybe trying to tap into federal clean energy initiatives. The Wrangell-based group includes mine developers, power companies, community leaders, and Native corporations. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.